You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast. Number 19. Today we're going to discuss heart attack symptoms for women and why women are more likely to ignore them. My name is Nancy Monturi, and I have a passion and commitment to improving human health. And I advocate a plant-based diet not only for health and wellness, but also for the planet and all beings. If you're a plant-based diet newbie, I recommend podcast number 1, Getting Started on a Plant-Based Diet, and podcast number 10, How to Get Optimum Nutrition on a Plant-Based Diet. I am excited to make an announcement today. I am launching an online program in all things plant-based. I get so many emails and letters seeking advice on how to begin and maintain a plant-based diet, and it has been my dream to provide a one-stop shop for you guys to go to. I know there's so many people out there who want to live a long, healthy, compassionate life, but don't have the time to research and understand all the confusing information out there. That is why I created HELP. Healthy Eating and Living with Plants. Not only will I break down all that confusing nutrition information and teach you everything you need to know about plant-based nutrition, I will also provide you with every tool you need to begin or maintain your vegan diet, like shopping lists, protein lists, daily nutritional checklists, delicious plant-based recipes, and that's just a few of the tools. I've worked long and hard on this, and I believe this course will provide you with everything you need to transition to a plant-based diet. So head over to Healthy Eating and Living with Plants to get instant access. I will also include a link in this week's show notes. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can email me at nancy@ordinaryvegan.net or send a voicemail to me on my website, ordinaryvegan.net. Before we begin today, I wanted to share a little encounter I had yesterday. I was shopping at my local supermarket in the fresh salad and deli department, and when my number was called, I asked for a container of mixed fruit and politely requested they not include too many strawberries. It isn't because I don't like strawberries, but I noticed that the mixed fruit bowl was heavy on strawberries, and I didn't want a container of only strawberries. I also added, don't knock yourself out trying to keep the strawberries out. The woman behind the counter handed me my container, and I then asked if a certain noodle dish in the deli was vegan. She said no, it was vegetarian, but very delicious. I said no thanks, and I began to walk away. That is when I heard her say to all the other people waiting, a vegan who doesn't like strawberries? Go figure. And then she started laughing. I was like, is she making fun of me? And it dawned on me, she really spit out the word vegan like it was a little derogatory. Was it because I didn't want too many strawberries in my container? Or maybe she thinks being vegan is ridiculous? The first thing I thought was that it was rude for her to talk about a customer after the customer walked away and was still in a distance that they could hear what she was saying. But what really bugged me is that there is still a social stigma with the word vegan. And what did she think? That I only ate fruits? I was very tempted to turn around and tell her that I eat grains, legumes, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and yes, fruit. But I didn't want to appear rude, and I'm not usually very sensitive. But for some reason, her talking about me when I walked away stung. And it made me realize that we have a long way to go with winning people over with a plant-based diet. Then I came home and opened up my email, and I read this message. It was from a man named Lewis. "Hi, I am Lewis, and just like you, Knives Over Forks changed my whole outlook on life and made me realize I was eating myself into an early grave. So the very next day, I sat down with my wife and kids and told them I was going full-blown vegan. And that was almost 6 months ago, and I've never felt better. It wasn't easy. I put my faith in God and stayed focused. To date, I have lost 20 pounds and feel like a 20-year-old kid. I am currently trying to convert everyone at work. I've reached two or three of them and have educated them just basically on the things I've learned from your blog and online. And I've been able to impact their lives a little, which has made me feel really good. Nancy, my goal is to be plant-based for the rest of my life, so any advice or help that you could send my way, I would really appreciate it. Thank you, Lewis." Gosh, what timing. That email made me feel so much better. It made me realize we can do this. One healthy, compassionate person at a time. Some people might think it's a crazy diet, but just look at the results. Improved health, longevity, kindness to the planet, compassion for animals. It is all wrapped up in a pretty little plant-based bow, and it is for anyone for the taking. I feel very grateful. Now, let's talk about this week's podcast. I read a startling headline the other day. It said, "Women may not seek help for heart attacks because they fear being seen as hypochondriacs." The more I thought about it, the more sense it made to me, because many women I know don't have the time to take care of themselves because they take care of everyone else. But then I did some further research and found some startling statistics about women and heart disease. Did you know heart disease is the number one killer among women? And women who have heart attacks are twice as likely to die as men. Heart disease is often seen as something that only affects middle-aged or older women, yet more young women than ever before are at risk. According to the Ronald Perelman Heart Institute, heart disease is not even on the radar screen of young women, and heart disease and stroke are on the rise for women between the ages of 29 and 45. Most experts agree that this increase has a lot to do with obesity, high blood pressure, and type 2 diabetes, which are all food-related diseases. Sadly, women may ignore or dismiss the early symptoms of an impending heart attack, such as pain and dizziness. Recognizing these symptoms is crucial to survival. Other subtle heart attack symptoms can be unusual fatigue. For example, like trying to do a simple activity like making the bed and feeling excessively tired. Or sudden sweating or shortness of breath without exertion. Neck or jaw pain can be an indicator of a heart problem. Women, in particular, can have pain in either arm, not just the left one like many men. So it's not just chest pain. While chest pain is the most common symptom of a heart attack, women can have symptoms that aren't related to chest pain at all. In 2015, a study was published in the journal in Circulation, Cardiovascular Quality and Outcomes. This particular study focused on why women delay getting help for heart attacks. The researchers did interviews with 30 women ages 30 to 55 who had been hospitalized after a heart attack. It turned out that many had trouble recognizing that they were having the symptoms of a heart attack, and many of them were hesitant to bring it up. Women and men's heart attacks are much different. Women are more likely than men to experience vague symptoms like nausea or pain down their arms. Many women ignore symptoms because they think of heart disease as sort of a man's disease. They also believe heart attack symptoms are chest pain, but heart attacks can and often strike women without any chest pain. While pain and discomfort in the chest are signs of a heart attack, they are not always present, especially for women. As a matter of fact, many women dismiss a potential heart attack as simply an anxiety attack. Even though heart disease is the number one killer of women in the United States, women often chalk up the symptoms to less life-threatening conditions like acid reflux, the flu, or just normal aging. I want to go back to dizziness because in both men and women, dizziness is an early warning sign that a heart attack might be underway. The problem is caused because the heart stops beating properly, either too fast or too slow, limiting the amount of blood reaching the brain. This can result in dizziness or even loss of consciousness. And that is exactly what happened to Biggest Loser host Bob Harper. He lost consciousness once, but he ignored the symptom, unfortunately. I recommend that if you're a woman with a history of heart disease or a family history of heart disease, contact your doctor immediately if you begin to feel lightheaded or dizzy. Cold sweats, sudden, unexpected, and unexplained sweating, and particularly a cold sweat, can be a sign that you're experiencing a heart attack. One of the most unique conditions affecting women during a heart attack is upper back pain. This symptom is far more prevalent in women than men and should be taken very seriously. Some women describe that upper back pain like a squeezing or a rope being tied around them. According to the American Heart Association website, men and women can experience chest pressure that feels like an elephant sitting across the chest, but women can experience a heart attack without chest pressure. And women under the age of 55 years old are 7 times more likely than men to be misdiagnosed in mid-heart attack. This means that women are sent home by doctors who mistake the signs of a heart attack for an anxiety attack. So even if the signs are subtle, the consequences can be deadly, especially if you don't get help right away. Let's go over those heart attack warning symptoms again for women. Uncomfortable pressure, squeezing, fullness, or pain in the center of the chest. Often it lasts more than a few minutes or goes away and comes back. Pain or discomfort in one or both arms, the upper back, neck, or jaw. Shortness of breath with or without chest discomfort. Other signs include breaking out in a cold sweat, nausea, vomiting, lightheadedness, or fainting. If you have any of those symptoms, call 911 and get to the hospital right away. Don't worry about anyone making judgments about this or worrying that you might look like a hypochondriac when you get to the hospital. Make it clear that this is not an anxiety attack and tell them that you may be experiencing a heart attack. Advocate for yourself or bring someone who will advocate for you. Please remember that a woman experiencing a heart attack does not always have obvious symptoms. Now let's talk about how to avoid ever going to the hospital with a heart problem. Heart disease is preventable. The very first thing I would like to say is that if you smoke, quit smoking. Just 1 year after you quit, you'll cut your risk of coronary heart disease by 50%. Also, start an exercise program. Just walking 30 minutes a day can lower your risk of heart attack and stroke. Now let's discuss diet and heart disease. Heart disease is considered a disease of affluence. Diseases of affluence is a term given to selected diseases and other health conditions which are commonly thought to be a result of increasing wealth in society, also referred to as the Western disease. These affluent diseases are associated with diets rich in animal protein and processed food, resulting in obesity, type 2 diabetes, and the number one cause of death in America, heart disease. You might be asking yourself, how can I prevent heart disease? And the answer is as simple as this. The strongest association of heart disease is with blood cholesterol levels. Most people with an average or low cholesterol level will never have heart disease. The single factor for high cholesterol is animal protein. Heart disease can be reversed by giving up animal protein and replacing it with plant protein. Even if your family has a history of heart disease, you can prevent these genes from expressing those negative genetic tendencies by maintaining low cholesterol levels. So, if it's that easy, why aren't Americans willing to change their diets for their health? I can't answer that, and only the person risking their life with food can. All I know is that you can control what is going on in your life right now and lower the risk of experiencing coronary problems. Here is the mantra. Animal foods increase cholesterol. Plant foods decrease cholesterol. High cholesterol contributes to heart disease. There is one last thing I would like to talk about. Biggest Loser host and fitness guru Bob Harper suffered a serious heart attack recently while at the gym that left him unconscious and in full cardiac arrest. Harper told news outlets that his heart completely stopped and that he was on the ground dead. In a quick thinking move that probably saved Harper's life, someone at the gym immediately located a defibrillator, which is a device that delivers a dose of electric current to the heart. A person in sudden cardiac arrest has the best chance of survival when defibrillation is delivered immediately. Defibrillators are normally available in gyms and airports and railway stations, recreational campgrounds, and resorts, but most people wouldn't be able to locate one or even know what it looks like. Let's start with what they look like. They are usually hanging on a wall in a white box and say either AED, which stands for Automated External Defibrillator, or just the word defibrillator. There is no reason to be intimidated in using one because it provides step-by-step instructions once it's activated. But the most important action is quickly locating the defibrillator because every minute that is spent retrieving the device can decrease chances of survival. If you or someone you love suffers from heart disease, you should always keep an eye out for where this defibrillator is located, especially if you work out in a gym. Like women, many heart attacks for men start slowly, and knowing the early warning signs is critical for treatment. Bob Harper has repeatedly said he wished he hadn't ignored one crucial early warning sign, and that was dizzy spells. He fainted one time in the gym and started having dizzy spells. He said he kind of overlooked them and adapted. He told talk show host Andy Cohen that it was the dumbest thing he has ever done. He also said that he would never work out in a gym that doesn't have people certified in CPR and that don't have defibrillators. So please, all you men and women out there, pay attention to anything unusual that is going on in your body. If you have a history of heart problems or your genetic history, always be aware of even the most minor symptoms like shortness of breath, dizziness, or cold sweats. Know where the defibrillator is located in places you frequent and point it out to a friend. For coronary heart prevention, immediately begin to add heart-healthy, plaque-destroying foods to your diet like fiber-rich fruits, vegetables, lentils, beans, whole grains, nuts, and seeds. Studies have shown that every extra gram of fiber per day can potentially give you a 1% drop in stroke risk. So just think, if you upped your fiber to 30 extra grams a day, you would have a 30% less risk of heart disease. It is that easy. One cup of cooked lentils or black beans have 15 grams of fiber. You could add these to a salad or have them as a soup. Add a green vegetable to your diet daily, like broccoli or Brussels sprouts, which have approximately 5 grams of fiber per cup. Increase your berry intake to a cup a day of raspberries or blackberries that have approximately 8 grams of fiber per cup. All you need to do is start getting into the habit of adding fiber to your diet every day to help prevent heart disease. Now, it's time to head into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen for a heart-healthy, plant-based meal. I always recommend to choose fruits and vegetables that are in season to save money, and produce that has been allowed to fully ripen in the sun tastes outstanding. I thought we should celebrate some of the vegetables that are available to us the month of May. That includes asparagus, spring peas, broccoli, and artichokes. Today, I thought we would focus on artichokes. Most people are a little intimidated to cook their own artichokes, but they are very simple to prepare. You might be surprised to learn this, but artichokes are in the top 10 list of antioxidant foods. Antioxidants is any substance that inhibits oxidation. Oxidation wreaks havoc on our body by accelerating aging, breaking down tissues, and damaging our cells. Antioxidant foods like artichokes help our bodies produce free radicals to fight oxidation. Not only that, one artichoke contains 10 grams of fiber and is high in folic acid and provides minerals like potassium, calcium, iron, and zinc. So artichokes are one of the healthiest foods you can consume. Now let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and prepare an artichoke. Take your fresh artichokes and rinse them well under cold water. Next, with a sharp serrated kitchen knife, cut about 1 inch from the top of the artichoke. Then trim about a half inch off the stem. Sometimes we remove the entire stem to help it sit up on a plate, but always remember the artichoke stem is a continuation of the heart, so I don't cut it off unless I need to. Next, you can take scissors and snip off the thorns on the top of the artichoke petals. This step is optional as the thorns tend to soften with cooking. Then rub the cut portion of the artichoke with half a lemon wedge to prevent it from browning. Or you can make a lemon bath of lemons and water and soak your artichoke for a minute or two. Then just spread open the petals slightly and they are ready to cook. I like to simply steam them. All you have to do is put a couple of inches of water in a large pot. I often add a clove of garlic, lemon slices, maybe a bay leaf or rosemary into the water for additional flavor. Then place the artichokes on top of a steaming basket. Cover the pot and bring it to a boil. Reduce the heat to a simmer and cook until the outer leaves can easily be pulled off. This can take from 25 to 40 minutes. Artichokes can be eaten cold or hot, but I like them hot with a dipping sauce of vegan mayonnaise with a couple squeezes of fresh lemon and some chopped fresh dill. The best part of eating an artichoke is that it is leisurely. You can take your time and really enjoy what you're eating. And for those of you who have never eaten an artichoke, You start by pulling off an outer petal. Then you dip the base of the petal into your favorite sauce. Then gently nibble or scrape off the tender bits of the bottom of the leaf by putting the leaf in your mouth, closing your teeth on it, and pulling the leaf outwards. The good part will easily detach. Continue until you get to the smaller center leaves that don't have much to scrape off. This fuzzy center is called the choke. Don't eat it. Just remove the choke using gentle strokes with a fork or kitchen knife until you're down to the heart, the most prized portion. And then you just cut into that heart, and it is absolutely delicious. So the next time you see some fresh artichokes, don't be scared. It's just an artichoke, and you will be very happy that you gave it a shot. I hope today's podcast makes a positive difference in your life. I am deeply passionate about changing the way you look at food, and I hope I'm doing a good job. If you have any questions or feedback at all, send me an email at questions@ordinaryvegan.net, or you can also record a live question or message to me on my website, ordinaryvegan.net. Just hit the black record button. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please give it a rating or comment in iTunes, because the more reviews it gets, the more prominently it gets featured on iTunes. Please join our healthy, vibrant community on Facebook at Facebook/Ordinary Vegan. We are 311,000 strong, and our community members love to help and support each other. So I hope you can join us. You can find today's show notes and all my recipes at ordinaryvegan.net. Well, that's it. Thanks so much for joining me today. Until next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.